First off, I got an email the other day, which read, I won't read all of it now, but I'll read a bit. Well, I listen to your program most days. This is the first time I've contacted you by email. I send a few texts from time to time. It is common for presenters on the radio to mark the 31st October. It is commonly commercially referred to as Halloween. But as a Wiccan for whom Halloween is one of my 8 annual sabbats, a special holy day like Good Friday for Christians, I think it's really important to speak up and state for everyone to hear that Halloween, or All Hallows Eve in the Southern Hemisphere, is actually the 30th of April, the 1st of May. The 31st of October in our part of the world is actually Beltane, which is a late spring festival, another of my sabbats. And this was a letter sent to me by Audrey Sharp, who is a Wiccan, a white witch, and we thought we'd get her on the line to tell us a bit more about Beltane. Kia ora, Audrey.
Kia ora, Brian.
Thanks very much for writing to me. Now, there's so many things in so little time, but first off, Beltane, what does that word actually mean?
Well, actually, it's pronounced in Celtic as Baeltin.
Oh, there you go. Baeltin.
Yeah. Yes, and it's the season halfway between the spring equinox and summer solstice, and it's when there's very high energy, as you can see, because we're all in spring, late spring now, and on the farm here, I've got flowers everywhere and vegetables sprouting forth and lots of birds around. And, I mean, it's the time of year when the trees, all the deciduous trees that had lost their leaves have got leaves again, and we've got lots of flowers, and we can feel the heat from the sun. We know that summer's on the way. We can feel it, you know.
How do you mark Beltane?
Well, in Wiccan, when we used to do group gatherings with the when we came together, we used to put up the equivalent of a maypole, and as part of the ritual, we'd hang ribbons, different coloured ribbons, and then we'd do a dance around and a chant around the pole. It varies from place to place. It depends because Wiccans are very personal religion, in a sense. It's not a religion that has a lot of rules like some religions have, and basically it's about unifying with nature, being feeling the divine energy that comes from the earth and from the universe of which we are one part.
Because, yes, you've just reminded me that, of course, the opposite side of the calendar to the 1st of May is the 1st of November, isn't it? So really, this should be our May Day, right?
Kind of, yes. That's right. And it's May Day for the Northern Hemisphere. It's very confusing because most of the books and most of the rituals that we take on and a lot of the festivals and celebrations are very Northern Hemisphere dominated. And because we're down at the bottom, well, I like to think we're at the top of the world, actually. New Zealand and Australia, kind of everything gets lumped in with Europe and what's happening in America. And they have such a huge influence on us with television and everything else. I mean, when I was a child, we never even thought about Halloween. We didn't even talk about it. But it's become much more popular, and especially with children these days. And I just would like people to know that I'm fine about them celebrating Halloween, but please do it on the 30th of April.
You're not going to chase them with a broomstick or cast spells on any kids that come and knock on your door, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm a very tolerant Wiccan.
But would you go, say if we waited till the 31st of April, the 1st of May to mark All Hallows Eve, would you go trick-or-treating then?
I certainly would. I would dress up in some sort of costume and I would go around, but of course everyone would think I was crazy, wouldn't they, because nobody knows that festival and, you know, at that time of the year. We've been indoctrinated by all the media to think of us being part of America, really, and, you know, and the commercial interests don't see it that way because all the advertising and everything is for 31st of October. But it just feels wrong. It doesn't feel wrong. I mean, Halloween is an autumn celebration. It's a time to mark the end of the summer, or the harvest is in, and, you know, we're heading for winter in the dark.
Is it a time when you remember, as a Wiccan, you remember the dead? remember those who've come before you, your ancestors?
Yes, it is. And in fact, interestingly, both Beltane or Baalten and as Samhain is actually Sha'un, is that they are times when the veil between the death and the living is very thin. They both mark times when you remember the dead and you think about that veil between the two worlds. Well, we think about it that way anyway, because in Wicca we see a connection between the physical, the spiritual, and you know, the mental as well. Everything is connected because we are creatures of nature and part of the natural order. So the living and the dead are one and the same in a way.
I got a text, Audrey, from a regular contributor to our Sonic Tonic discussion, Simon from Sefton. And he tells me in this text that he and his partner used to help run the Beltane Fire Festival in Scotland. Have you heard of that?
Yes, that'd be right. It is celebrated with fires. Generally, you would have some kind of big bonfire. And of course, they talk about, in the UK, they talk about the Green Man. Everyone dresses up in green, and it's to mark, you know, the fresh leaves and the fact that... you know, that spring is sort of here and very much here, and we're heading into summer. So, yes, I can imagine, I have heard about that. The Irish also are interesting because they used to put out food, what they call soul food for the dead, and they make special cakes and put them out at night for sort of like what you do for supposedly for Santa Claus, don't you, at Christmas.
Well, isn't that kind of the origin of the tricking and treating? The soul
yes,
food
right.
thing?
Yes, it is. It is. That's right. Yes.
But, of course, you won't be doing that until the 31st of April. Or is it the 30th? I can't
no,
remember.
No, unfortunately, my grandchildren want to do it, though. And I my daughter hated me for years because I wouldn't let her go and trick and treat because it used to get me quite upset.
Really? You were already a Wiccan then?
Yes, I was late having children. I was late breeding.
So you said, I don't want you going out tricking or treating because it's that must have been quite a dilemma.
Yes, it felt really wrong. It just doesn't feel right because it is something that, you know, when you think about all these rituals and these traditions, they're there because of the time when we were more connected with nature and they celebrated seasons and that's why a lot of those festivals, which were pagan festivals, were taken over by the Christian church and changed into something else, simply because it was so much part of the living of the people who were close to the land at that time. You know, we didn't live in big cities and we were farming and people were much more connected to nature, and of course that's all changed with the way we live today.
And of course, for those of us whose ancestors are from Europe, our colonial ancestors, they came across and they just brought those dates with them. They didn't change
yes.
them. And I can understand that, even if it's all topsy-turvy. I mean, I got one email from a chap, I think it's Andrew, who said, fat chance celebrating Northern Hemisphere European traditions in the appropriate season down under. I mean, hell, as he points out, we still celebrate Christmas and summer, for heaven's sake. He's just saying it's too much because, you know, and on top of that now, as you pointed out, there's all the merchandising that goes on at Christmas, obviously, but also Halloween is a very materialistic thing. You know, you buy a lot of stuff to trick or treat.
Yes, that's right. I just saw some photographs from a friend in America, and he's done all this work with pumpkins and made this incredible display of pumpkins with lights in them, and they've got a few skeletons around the yard, and obviously they're having a big deal with Halloween this year. I think largely because of the COVID thing, it's made people feel a bit depressed, and people are when they can want to do something to sort of celebrate and release some of the tensions and the feelings that are there. So I can understand that.
I kind of wonder, and I know that people are pushing, and obviously we're going to mark Matariki as a public holiday. Now, that must be, I mean, that's a festival that is based here, where we are. with the seasons that we experience, right? That's got to be a good thing.
Yes. I think that's fantastic. And if anyone's actually interested, there's a woman called Juliet Batten who wrote a book some years ago, it's quite a few years ago now, called Celebrating the Southern Seasons, and it's called Rituals for Aotearoa. And she goes through all the different what I call these pagan ritual seasonal Sabbaths, and she talks about them and relates them to the different traditions, including Maori tradition, because Maori talked about Beltane, and they had a word for it this particular fifth month. They called it Whirinanuku, Whirinanuku, and they talked about the time when the earth has now become quite warm. They had an expression for it, and most of these pagan rituals or pagan celebrations, Maori also acknowledge because their year, of course, starts with the Matariki and the beginning of the new energy that comes through in the middle of the winter time. So yes, it's interesting, isn't it? All these different traditions that have gone through in various countries all around the world, including within our own.
So, Audrey, are you going to just lock the door tomorrow and turn all the lights off?
No, I'm not going to do it. Well, actually, it's a bit difficult for me because I don't really have power where I am. But my grandchildren are going to go out, and there's something happening in Lee, I believe, and they'll go out. But they're going to dress up as in the flower energy. They're going to put, you know, the spring things on because that's the compromise that we bring to the family.
That's wonderful. You worked it out. Audrey, it's been lovely talking with you. And, don't have a good Halloween. Have a good Beltane tomorrow.
Have a happy Beltane yourself, Brian. Thank you very much.
That's Audrey Sharp, a Kiwi witch, talking about celebrating Beltane, opposed to Halloween, because that's the festival we should mark this time of year if we want to be in tune with the seasons.